Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Dr. Ryan Smith with Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine about staying healthy.
Obviously, there's a lot of healthcare changes, especially in orthopedics with what's going on right now. So kind of talk a little bit about what people need to know about, hey, maybe, you know, not right on the front lines in emergency rooms, but still obviously very, very busy going on right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, thanks for giving me the opportunity, but it's a new normal for all of us in healthcare that we're working towards. And, you know, I think initially when all this started, it was how do we respond to the immediate, you know, shutting down of things that we were used to doing, like elective surgeries and, you know, a lot of, you know, the shutdown of unnecessary travel and quarantines and that sort of thing. And, you know, so one of the first things that we did was, you know, institute some telemedicine to give people options to still connect with their providers and their care teams without having to leave their homes. And something that, you know, us probably like a lot of other orthopedic clinics had talked about for a long time, but in orthopedics, you know, we're a hands-on specialty when we're dealing with musculoskeletal issues. And so, you know, standing up telemed has always been something we've wanted to do, but just hadn't done it. But now we've provided that option. So, you know, I think for right now, it's not unlike any other businesses. We're trying to, you know, manage through this with, you know, the impact on business revenues and, but also just balancing patient safety. What's the right thing to do for patients and, you know, not trying to contribute to anybody else catching this terrible disease.
Well, and I think that's the big difficulty for you as well is, you know, if someone does hurt themselves and, you know, I've gone to see an orthopedic doctor and when I've hurt my knee, and I think that would be a big thing to deal with right now while everything else is going on. It's not always easy to not be in that hands-on situation, right?
Right. And you know, our clinicians are all very skilled at, you know, at least being able to, you know, ask some key questions of your symptoms and what's happening after an injury like that to determine, you know, this is somebody who should get into an urgent care or an emergency department or, you know, be able to try some things that are a little more conservative and go from there. So at the end of the day, it's nice that we've been able to stand up another access option for our patients no matter what happens here. So.
Well, and another question that I think a lot of people have had is, you know, I'm not sure if I want to, you know, go see a doctor right now. I think that's obviously something that people are a little bit concerned about, either they're for their own safety or they don't want to overload the medical system. So what advice would you have for someone who, you know, might be feeling some pain? Maybe they might normally reach out to a doctor, but are a little bit concerned at this time.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes back to what I said. I would encourage people that, you know, we're still able to at least have an initial conversation with you and have a really nice, simple to use telemedicine option that's available. You can just call into our office and let them know what's going on. And if you want to specifically try telemedicine first, you can let our schedulers know that and we can set that up, set up that visit with you. But, you know, I guess what I would say is that, you know, we like everyone else are adhering to guidelines that are being established in regards to patient safety. And we're checking temperatures for everybody who comes in. We're asking specific questions for anybody who wants to schedule an in-person visit in regards to, you know, the standard things of have they traveled? Have they been around anyone who's tested positive for COVID-19? Have they had any respiratory symptoms or have they had a fever? And if they answer yes to any of that stuff, we're not having them come into our clinic. And so we're trying to be extra cautious from that perspective. We're also, you know, wanting to protect our staff as well, too. We're checking temperatures twice a day for our staff that are still here working. And, of course, if anybody's sick, we're not having them come into work. So we're doing everything we can to manage to those guidelines, but also still realize, much like what you said, we're here to take care of patients that still need help, and we want to be able to do that. So,
well, I think another concern for a lot of people, and me especially in this situation, is working from home. I feel a little sedentary, and that's just as dangerous as, you know, going out and running a lot of the time. So I guess what advice would you have for people who, you know, still need to stay active and want to do it in a safe way, I think, without just sitting down and then getting up and running a bunch of miles, I guess.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, I'm no different. I get home from long days at work, and you know, I've got four kiddos at home that are ready to run, and so we're doing all the standard things, like, you know, get out, go on walks. That's a safe thing to do, you know, obviously socially distanced, but get out, go on walks, and you know, take advantage of the fact that the weather's finally turning a little bit here for us, and hopefully we don't see that white stuff anymore. But you know, we like any other time, we're encouraging people to stay active, and you know, again, adhere to guidelines, but get out and about, walks, runs, bike trails, you know, that sort of thing, wherever you can, that, but do it in a safe way.
All right, one last time, how can people contact you and get in touch if they feel that they need to talk to a doctor or an orthopedic doctor in this certain times?
Yep, they can just call 515-440-2676. That's our main number, and there'll be a prompt to basically ask you what specialty you need to talk with, and our pod schedulers are all still very much available and accessible, and phones are ringing into them, and you can talk through kind of what's going on, and they're doing a really nice job of you know, kind of getting you to where you need to go and getting you scheduled. Can also always just check out our website at dsmcapitalortho.com, and that's got more information, and we provide regular updates on there in regards to our clinics, and we remain open here in our main office in Clive. We still have time down there in Indianola as well, too, and as well as up in Ankeny and our other outreach locations. And again, just trying to do everything we can to balance patient safety and still take care of as many people as we can that need it.
Once again, that was Dr. Ryan Smith discussing staying healthy. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.